Back in April, Anthony Lloyd was shot in the back by a 17-year-old who was trying to steal his scooter. Lloyd survived, although with a bullet lodged in his liver, and recently graduated from Bard High School. WYPR's Dominique Maria Bonessi gives us a window into Anthony's journey to get out of Baltimore.
Anthony is one of those kids who was trying to do things right. Get good grades, go to college. Still, he says he wasn't surprised by the attack.
Me getting shot, it wasn't like, oh my God, I got shot. It was like, this is proof that there's a serious problem. You know, there's proof that there's a serious problem.
His alleged assailant, Ravana Cornish, was charged as an adult with first-degree attempted murder, first- and second-degree assault, and armed robbery. It was the second time in his young life he was charged with all those crimes. Back in January 2016, Cornish was charged with shooting a 30-year-old man. He was out on bail when he allegedly shot Anthony. Nonetheless, Anthony says he'd like to talk to Cornish.
No anger, no beat him up, no retaliation, no shooting back, nothing like that. But I want to talk to him. I really want to. I'm curious as to why he shot me. And if he doesn't know, you know, help him find a reason.
He says he wishes Cornish, who is now being held without bail, be given another chance. Anthony's father has been in jail since he was in the sixth grade.
Him sitting in jail isn't doing anything good for him, you know? Jails nowadays are not really meant to rehabilitate you and back into society.
Anthony was among nearly 250 victims of non-fatal shootings so far this year. Others weren't as lucky.
Right now we had 150. Murders this year. Those are friends and family of guys that we know, guys that we work with. Some of our friends are in those numbers, you know, so the work is more personal now than it's ever been before.
That's James Timpson. He goes by JT, a community liaison officer for Safe Streets, a violence prevention program organized by the Baltimore Health Department. He says the city's youth have become desensitized to gun violence and its related trauma.
Seeing a dead body is nothing for a lot of these kids. So we desensitized, or we have become so desensitized to homicide and shootings in our communities.
JT and his coworker Dante Barksdale, an outreach coordinator and former convict, say the best advice they can give young people like Anthony is to get out of Baltimore. Barksdale says it would be like therapy for him, and Timpson agrees.
It's not going to be, see what he dealt with here? It's not going to be as tough when he go away. First time in his life, he may be able to go to sleep and have a sound sleep.
Anthony seems to be taking that advice. He was back in class just 2 weeks after the shooting, determined to graduate.
Anthony Lloyd.
Late last month, he proudly walked across the stage at Bard High School's graduation to accept his diploma and associate's degree.
It's not like I just graduated. I graduated plus more, you know, so I did even more than they thought that I couldn't do.
He'll attend Bard College in upstate New York on a full scholarship to study biology in the fall, as the first in his family to go to college. But he admits it wasn't easy getting to this milestone. As a kid,
a lot of people told me I would never make it to graduation. Teachers, principals, Just people. Everybody thought that I was going to fail, end up in the streets and all that type of stuff. But it was told to me so much that I almost believed it. You know, that's why graduation was a real big thing for me, you know.
Anthony says he wants to get his master's as well, then return to Baltimore to be a teacher or a nurse or both.
I want my kids to do better than me, you know. I don't want my kids to have to go through the type of stuff that I went through, you know.
I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi for 88.1 WYPR.